Welcome to the Feed My Sheep Christian Podcast. You're listening to episode number one. My name is Peter Freeman, and my intention is to work justice for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the righteous, the innocent, the oppressed, the widow, the orphan, and the stranger. This is what I was born for, and this is what I'm called to do, and this is what I'm going to carry out, and this is what I'm going to do. My intention is to destroy every kingdom of this world that is built upon the foundational principle of the king is law, and replace it with the kingdom of God, which is built upon the principle of the law is king. Dear listener, I would like to invite you unto a journey beyond your wildest imaginations, into the depths, the heights, the beauty, and the perfection of the law of God. Explore together with me the law of God and how it relates to our lives. Have your life changed and transformed, and have your mind purified by the pure waters of the Word of God. Be courageous, step out in faith, and join me on this marvelous adventure. Learn about an idea that can and will never be stopped, and that will destroy all governments that oppose the reign of God on this earth. Join me on this journey of me seeking to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and of me seeking to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So, now that you know something about me and my intentions with this podcast, let's dive right into the topic. Let's start out by the reading of Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61, starting from verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. These words have been fulfilled in your ears today. But let's continue reading. And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien, that should read foreigner probably, shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. So, now that we have established the foundation for this podcast, let's continue on with an explanation of the two concepts of the king is law and the law is king, which I already mentioned before. The foundational principle that supports evil governments is the ideology of the so-called divine right of kings, which basically says that the king is law, Or in other words, whatever the local king may decide to be good or evil is good or evil. But this ideology is really the problem. God's word and truth are settled forever in heaven, and thus good and evil are already determined by God. It is impossible to redetermine good and evil. Therefore, in order to topple all the evil governments of this world, the foundational principle of support which exists in the minds of people and which supports these evil governments needs to be changed and corrected. Namely, people need to repent from adhering to the ideology of the king is law, and need to devote themselves henceforth to the principle of the law is king. This then basically rips away the foundation from every evil government, because those people who believe that the law is king recognize that no government has the right to redefine what is good and what is evil, and thus every government ultimately needs to bow down to the law of God, and needs to support and enforce the law of God, and is not allowed to make up or create its own law or laws for man to follow. This belief that the law of God needs to be submitted to, and that man has no right to change the definition of good and evil, is basically the death blow to every government that seeks to tell their people that they need to submit to laws which are contrary to the law of God. Let's now close this first episode with Isaiah 33, verse 22. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us. Thanks for listening. I'm Peter Freeman, and until next time here on the Feed My Sheep Christian podcast, may God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.